Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're going to talk about the debates and the lack of debates today. We've covered this a little bit with Katie Hobbs, and we'll circle back on some of that. But in case you missed the memo, folks, the Democrats are scared of us. They're scared of conservatism. They're scared of true republicanism. This is why they lie, they cheat, they steal. They are the most conniving, evil people to their rotten, vile core. And that's being nice. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I speak of Democrats in this way often because it bears repeating. When you have nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing to run on in terms of your record, all you have is to fearmonger to other people and to be fearful yourself. Democrats are constantly the leopard backed in a corner. The only difference is there's nobody chasing them. They're chasing themselves. Any smart Republican knows. Don't even bother to run against the Democrat. Just let them do what they do. Let them say what they say. And if you were any good at running a race, like I said, just tell, when Democrats talk about their little wedge issues, like, how dare these Republicans want to protect babies? Stacey Abrams, who wants to be the governor of Georgia, says, you can't measure no baby's heartbeat in five weeks. Why? What you talking about? It's not a baby. Okay, great. You can't measure it in 5 weeks. When can you measure it? In 8 weeks? So what you're trying to tell us is that the thing that you couldn't measure the heartbeat at 5 weeks, you could measure it at eight. Dare I say, is it safe to say that you could measure it at, say, week 30? Is it still not the same being? So I would just say to Stacey, so define it wherever you want. It's okay to kill it, right? Well, apparently it is, because let's face it, in black neighborhoods, you can kill somebody up till the age of what? Any age. What Democrats are effectively saying with abortion is, it is okay for us to kill you anytime. Not in the womb or out of the womb. Can you imagine me arguing this with Stacey Abrams on a dais saying, this lady just likes to kill. She doesn't care when it is. Look, we can argue, oh, it's in the womb, it's at this week or whatever. You could be 1,382 weeks old and Stacey Abrams is plotting to kill you. Why? They'll release criminals out on the street. They want no police to protect you. They don't want you to have your own guns. What does it matter? For Democrats, it is lifelong abortion. How about that for a spin on abortion? How does it? Yeah, that's why you listen to the program, baby. Without cheating, Democrats can't win. I know. Kevin, you say that all the time, and I came here for more than that. You better deliver more than that, black man. Despite what I just delivered, which you probably hadn't thought about. But anyway, I'll move on. So I want to recap the plight of leftism, because it is so easy to explain how you know leftism is not sticky. Nobody goes to the left and enjoys it. You can't stay there very long without losing your sanity. And the only way you even want to stay there is if you are getting rich or powerful or both. That is it. You think most people that go on the left are rich and powerful or both? No, they're minions. And what's sad is that the Republican Party doesn't know how to get those minions. You can't figure out how to get a minion. Shame on you. So let's just think about some things that have happened recently. And you're going to say, well, Kevin, that's not a direct correlation. And I will say to you, shut up, because you don't know what you're talking about. I will tell you, indeed, what I'm about to say to you all fits in the big cosmic circle of politics. Trust and believe, because I know what I'm talking about. So here's an example. Trevor Noah, gone. I did an entire segment of a show, maybe two, on this hack. I've been calling him a hack for 7 years. He replaced Jon Stewart. Another hack. By the way, where's Jon Stewart, Mr. Popularity? They made this guy sound like he could run for president and win without cheating. Jon Stewart is a nobody. His voice is not heard. John Leibowitz, he should go back to being John Leibowitz because he's in that level of obscurity. Nobody knows who he is. And they say, Kevin, what's the big deal? The big deal is Jon Stewart had a 1.2 million audience. Barely enough. Steven Crowder, Brandon Tatum, Tim Pool, there are 15 conservatives who have shows on YouTube or Rumble who have a bigger audience than Jon Stewart. And they spent millions promoting this clown. Then they replaced him with a guy, Trevor Noah, who conveniently dropped his audience by 75%. They made him out to be a half-black, half-white South African god, gave him millions of dollars, and he's still not popular, except among leftists. And his fake popularity, it's fake. It's all just ginned-up popularity. But you know what they finally had to realize? He couldn't carry the show. Rachel Maddow, gone. What's her replacement doing? Absolutely nothing. Look at any of these news cycles, cable news network shows. All of them, save Fox going down, and Fox, for all intents and purposes, just doesn't have any competition. But every one of them, dropping. They're replacing, we'll use this person and move this person here. Want to go to the next one? Don Lemon, gone from his late night his talk show. Where's he gone? The mornings where he's got to be bubbly and keep his opinions to himself because he's got the office closest to the door. Cuomo, gone. He's on some news channel that might as well be in purgatory. Nobody watches it. He got a watered down deal. Yeah, it's a lot of money, but it is a fall from grace. And let me predict something. That's not going to work. All around you, gone. Media outlets in triage, having to restructure themselves, and you know, all the while, conservatism growing. And you know, the only thing that stops shows like mine from being 50 times more popular than it currently is, 100 times, 1,000 times, for that matter, and one of the biggest shows you've ever heard, they have to stifle us. They have to say, no, Kevin Jackson can't get out. We're going to shadow ban him. We're not going to let his stuff get out. Because if it did, I'd have one of the top-rated shows ever. That's how you know. And it's not just me. There are other shows out there that are good. I don't know if they're just as good, but they're good. And they would have a large audience. The only way they can contain us is they must focus and say, we're not going to let these people grow. And when we come back, if you think I've proven it with just this piece, wait until I tell you the rest of the story. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you had nothing, if your choices were the candidates that you currently have, the Warnocks, the Stacey Abrams of the world, name them. Name any of these Democratic lunatics who want to run on that ticket, and the guy who was in charge of your ticket was a brain-dead, demented moron who got cheated into office. What would you do? If everything that you had to run on had to do with inflation and crime and taxes increasing, etc., and woo-flu spending, people that are in dire straits, filtering down to even the lowest common denominator voter, and you got nothing. I mean, what are you going to point at? Give me something. What would you do? Well, you'd do what the Democrats are doing. You'd run. Right now, I'm recapping all of the different things that are absolute signs that leftism is failing. And then I'm going to get to the real crux of this, folks, which is what I want to talk about, debates. Because we've had a couple. We got a couple that are coming up. And we've had some people that say, I'm not going to debate because, yeah, well, you know, they don't want to debate. They're scared. But let me move on for right now. So I'm recapping all these things that you can look at that show leftism, how people are so sick and tired of these leftists. And they're not going to, if you are waiting on them to cry uncle, it isn't going to happen. I don't care if leftism only has 1%. If you got 1%, it's like having 1% doo-doo on a peanut butter sandwich. Don't eat it. It ain't peanut butter. It's a doo-doo sandwich. I don't care what your 1% is. If it's got leftism in it, it is cancer. But let's reflect. Award shows. I'm just going to read one little section that I pulled out for award shows. I don't know if this is the latest, but here's what it says. The Academy Awards are the biggest night for Hollywood, but fewer and fewer people outside that circle are tuning into the event. Last Sunday, viewership for the annual Oscars telecast plunged to a new low. 10.4 million people watching to find out which film took home the best picture, according to Nielsen data. That's nearly, wait for it, folks, you ready? A 56% drop from the 23.6 million that turned on their TVs for the program last year. 56% drop of people who don't want to listen to those big fat cat, big mouth scumbags, skanks in Hollywood, who nobody cares about. And let me tell you something. This should be a wake-up sign for these clowns in Hollywood, but it's not. It is not. It isn't hitting them in the pocketbook just yet, but it's getting close. And I'll talk more about what we're doing to thwart that and how you can help. That's just a taste, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find everything that my team does. And let me tell you, there's nobody in the conservative movement doing more to fight back against this nonsense than us. Nobody. Pound for pound, we are the best at what we do. And God forbid, well, I can tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, I have let Jesus take the wheel, not to quote Carrie, what's his name, Carrie Underwood, Jesus take the wheel in terms of what we can do and what the direction we're going. And I like the way Jesus drives. I ain't gonna lie. I like the way Jesus drives. Jesus says, I got this. And sometimes, you know, when people say they got this, you got to keep an eye open. With Jesus, you can go to sleep. So we're having a lot of success. We got a lot of things working, and I think Jesus is going to get us there. You know what? I have never seen him pull over the gas up. And it's not an electric car. Oh, man, the Academy Awards. So they said this. The Academy's third hostess show in a row scored a 2.12 rating among the 18 to 49, a key demographic for advertisers, a 60% drop from 2020. The drop in both metrics is not entirely surprising, as award shows in general have faced declining viewership in recent years. And a few of the nominees were considered mainstream, given movie theaters had been largely shuttered for a year due to the pandemic. So they're saying, even with the comeback, post-COVID, they couldn't bring an audience. Let's move on. You ready for some more of this fun facts of how the leftism is shrinking? And it's shrinking right before your eyes, and they act like it's growing.
Oh, look at us, boy. We are so strong over here, and people love Joe Biden, and they love Nancy Pelosi, and they love Chuck Schumer. And boy, I'll tell you what, this leftism is amazing.
Said nobody. Here's a story about polling. Because they were talking about, you know, everybody's trying to act like the Democrats. Oh, the Democrats are so strong. They got great candidates. You ready? Pollsters could be overestimating the strength of the Democratic Senate candidates with, quote, persistent and unaddressed biases in survey research, the New York Times reported. The data was assembled by analyzing and comparing 2016 and 2020 elections, which created a poll error that reveals Democrat Senate candidates in the 2022 cycle are outrunning expectations in the same places where the polls overestimated Mr. Biden in 2020 and Mrs. Clinton in 2016. And let me tell you this. Put another way, Unless the Democrats can cheat bigger than they did in 2016 and 2020, they've overestimated. And let me tell you something. They, no matter what they put into the Dominion boxes this year, it isn't going to go the way they think that it is. And I look, folks, I will tell you right now, the election integrity issue is number one, whether you like it or not. And if you don't have the balls to say to somebody they cheated in 2020, you should check yourself. You should check yourself because we all know it happened. And you can go, well, Kevin, I suspect
that it happened. I mean, I'm kind of fishy.
It happened. It happened, period, and you know it. And you can fool yourself, and you can try to placate it, act like, well, you know, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead, reach across the aisle. Give them the benefit of the doubt. That's what they want. That's the only little chink in the armor they want you to have, because that's all they need to worm into your system like a virus and ultimately kill you. They don't want you to have resolve. See what they don't like about me? I have freaking resolve. I don't care what audience I'm in front of.
Kevin, are you one of the election deniers?
No, I'm a truth person. You're an election denier. I'm the guy willing to tell you that you're fat and you don't need to wear that. Because the fact is, Joe Biden, in a freaking thousand years, couldn't get 81 million votes. He couldn't win an election against a dog catcher. And the only way you get that clown in is to cheat him in. And you know you cheated. And by the way, I'm making a film called Beyond the Mules. For those of you who want to throw a few shekels our way, go to beyondthemules.com. But we know they cheated because I have the video. I have the undercover video. Anyway, they say the Democrats are overestimating. The states where the pollsters in 2022 could be overestimating Democrat strengths are in key races that will determine which party controls the Senate. Warning signs are flashing. This is a report from the New York Times based on 538 data.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear we're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
Kroger and rival grocery store Albertsons are in talks about a merger. Bloomberg News reporting their agreement could be reached this week, but no final decisions have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm proving today, as I do each and every day, that Democrat policies, Democrat ideas stink. Nobody, like, few people like them. Only the most hardcore, demented Democratic clown likes what the Democrats are doing. And there are some that exist. And it's okay. I'm okay with them. Except too many of them are in power. That's our problem. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to. I suggest you go back and listen to segments 1 and 2 of today's broadcast, because I'm explaining to you we're winning on every account. If the Democrats don't have an iron fist in something, and I'm talking about control it in ways that would make Mussolini and Hitler proud, they can't win. Nothing will stay that way. If they have one little bit of relaxation in Hollywood, Hollywood will flip conservative in a couple years. If they let up one little bit in academia, it will flip and it'll come back conservative in just a New York minute, as they like to say. Capitalism? Look at woke. Look at what woke's done to these companies and how fast they come running back. And all you have to do, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, is remind them of this stuff. So I'm giving you some things to think about. I'm talking to you about the award shows. How about sports? How did it go for the NBA and the NFL when they got woke? Have you looked at their numbers? Down, and they're staying down. And I know there are a few of you that are so hardcore. Kev, I got to watch my sports team. Man, I love my Cowboys. I love my Browns or whatever. Well, you know what? You love leftism. But for those of you who stood fast like me, and said, you know what, I'm not watching this crap. I'm not going to let a bunch of spoiled little former miscreants try to change my view on something because they all want fatter contracts. No, holy mother of Kaepernick, ain't going to happen on my watch. Congratulations to us, because we drove their numbers into the dirt, which means they don't get money for advertising, just like the Academy Awards, just like when you started boycotting these movies, and now they're going straight to video. You are changing the complexion of pop culture. And for those of you who don't realize it, politics and pop culture are one and the same. They're one and the same. I would love to tell you that you can take a respite from politics by going over to catch a movie. Good luck with that. You could do it by going to listen to some music. Good luck with that. It is one and the same. Anyway, 538, they write, and I covered this in another broadcast, but they said, Well, let me just cut to the chase. They say Nancy Pelosi is snorting cocaine as she thinks the Democrats will either keep or enlarge their majority in the House. She felt the same way in past midterms. She was wrong. The Senate is where the Democrats think they can mount a defensive redoubt. During the summer, abortion hysterics and Biden crawling out of the 30s in approval ratings had the left jumping for glee, showing the depths of their political delusions. Biden is still unpopular, and abortion was localized to cities and coasts. It was magnified by the media, who happened to have their headquarters in these deep blue bastions. The coverage was overblown. Nate Silver's crew, this is 538, now listed five reasons why the Democrats remain totally screwed for 2022. I'm not going to go through all five because I want to get to the actual subject here, which is debates. But they said Democrats can't bank on any more good news to break their way. The full froth of the pro-abortion credence has peaked. The August spending bill has left the news cycle. It did little to boost Democrats once the consumer index report reminded everyone that inflation is high and we're in an economic recession. Republicans have a winning streak in the midterms that mirrors Aaron Rodgers' dominance over the Chicago Bears. And with the economy struggling and more American families realizing their home budgets and purchasing power has deteriorated under Biden, the more they will be looking elsewhere for relief. Of all places, I never thought that the Pennsylvania suburbs would be up for grabs, imminently reachable by Republicans this year. These people are done with Build Back Better and the other Biden agenda items that produce subpar results. The issues favor Republicans, and the money advantage Democrats have enjoyed over the summer could also evaporate as pro-Trump PACs, along with some establishment campaign arms, begin pouring money into the races. And let me just say right now, that is exactly what has been happening. Pouring money. Mark Kelly, I'm using him as an example, the Democrat running for the office that should be held by a Republican, Blake Masters. He was running all these feel good ads. Yeah, man, I'm Mark Kelly. I'm a centrist. I vote for the issue. Well, he's a liar. He votes with Biden 99.9% of the time. And now he's getting hammered. But I want to get to the debates because Masters destroyed him in the debate. Destroyed him. The strategy for the Democrats folks against Republicans is very simple. You ready? Don't debate them. I mentioned Katie Hobbs the other day. She's running for governor in Arizona. You probably don't know her, but you do know Carrie Lake. And you know why you know? Because Carrie Lake says Katie Hobbs is afraid to debate me. And you know what's the case? She is. Afraid to debate. Here's what Steven Cruiser wrote in PJ Media about the debates. He says, Democrats and their flying monkeys in the mainstream media are always prattling on about their superior popularity of their policies, despite the fact that the overall political landscape in America doesn't really bear that out. Deep down, they all know it, and they're full of it. That's one explanation for why Democrat candidates have been reluctant to defend their leftist freak flags in debates this election cycle. There's also the fact that in a relatively short time, they've been completely in control in Washington again. The country has been swirling down the toilet. Sideshow John Fetterman ran from Dr. Mehmet Oz for as long as he could in Pennsylvania, but finally agreed to one debate on October 25th. You waiting on this debate? See, what's interesting about these Senate debates is these races are not just localized. It's such a popular thing right now because the Senate is so close. It shouldn't be. Republicans should be 70% of the Senate every time, no matter what. I'm talking true Republicans. And they should get rid of Mitch McConnell. But anyway, going back to this, it's going to be watched because we've heard so much hoopla over how close the Senate is, how Oz is a horrible candidate. I don't know, good or bad. I can tell you this. He's got to be better than Fetterman. So we've heard this. And now we get a chance to watch it. So it isn't just going to be localized watching, just Pennsylvanians. It'll be everybody. Look, I watched part of the J.D. Vance debate with Tim Ryan. Why? Because I was curious. They said, we got J.D. Vance over the hump. Trump got Blake Masters over the hump, which he did here in Arizona. He did. By the way, we'll talk about Blake's debate too. I'm supposed to watch that when I live here. But I'm not supposed to watch these others, and neither are you. But you know what we find ourselves doing? Watching it and wondering who's going to win and why. Well, in the case of Pennsylvania with Fetterman, it's because the dude had a stroke. And he's still running. And the Democrats are scared to death because they don't know what this guy's going to say. And I read an article where they're, oh, we'll just make, you know, we'll make light of it. You know, we'll make light of it. So, you know, oh, he's joking about it. He's using it as trying to use it as a comedic tool to say, just because I had a stroke doesn't mean I'm, and he's trying to be funny. But this is no laughing matter. Because the main issues around this campaign have nothing to do with his stroke. They have to do with the inflation rate. They have to do with the crime rate. And they have to do with all the nonsense that these Democrats, Joe Biden talking about Armageddon. So he goes on, he says, yes, everyone in the Keystone State is going to see that he is physically not up to the rigors of political office anymore. The thing is, Pennsylvania will already have been casting ballots for a month by then, thanks to the commie abomination of early voting. In Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs is so afraid of Republican Carrie Lake that she had Lake kicked out of one of her town hall events when she showed up to ask a question. A couple of debates that finally did happen recently didn't go well for the Democrats. By the way, as I want to mention again, Katie Hobbs refuses to debate Carrie Lake. And Carrie Lake is such a great campaigner. She shows up at a Katie Hobbs town hall to ask a question. And Katie Hobbs is so afraid, she says, kick her out. Kick her out. See, that's what she's going to do to Republicans. She's going to be so afraid of their ideas, she's going to say, kick them out. Now, Carrie Lake is saying, I'll come into the lion's den to answer questions about your stuff. This is beautiful. People call it political theater, but no. It is Carrie Lake saying, I'll meet you on your turf. It's like me. If you want to challenge me, the guy's always saying, you come here, blah, 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 blah. I tell him, let me tell you what. You tell me where to go where I know you're not going to be a sniper, and I'll show up. You're not going to scare me, homeboy. I'll be there. So you got to love the way this is all setting up. You got people all over the country that are fearful of debating us. And it's a very simple reason why. They have nothing to debate on. Forget Biden's record. They don't want to debate their records.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, I love what Carrie Lake is doing because she's, it's not just a Katie Hobbs. Her opponent doesn't want to debate her for governor of Arizona. She's showcasing that the Democrats are fearful. This is not... Carrie Lake is doing the entirety of the Republican Party a favor. She's saying Democrats don't want to debate, period, because they're scared. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Stephen Cruiser, I believe, is who writing this. He says a couple of debates that did finally recently happen didn't go all that well for the Democrats. Now understand, Oz had to chase Fetterman down to get him to debate, and that debate's going to happen October 25th. People are going to flock to see that. But he had to chase him down. People are running these Democrats down for them to debate, and the Democrats are scared to death. I can tell you from behind the scenes, from stuff that I know inside politics, Democrats are scared to death to debate. They're telling them things like, don't you dare bring certain things up. Don't bring up the crime. Say that the crime rate has nothing to do, if you've heard this, the crime rate has nothing to do with progressive policies. Say defund the police is really good for the police because we want them to focus only on violent crime. They're putting the spin on all this. And let me tell you, it isn't working. It's not working. People have woken up and said, wait a minute, what do you mean it hasn't done progressive policies? Catch and release? Release on own recognizance for people who have committed second-degree murder and rape? They're feeling this the same way they're feeling this economy. I keep repeating this because it bears repeating. The two top issues across the country, number one, the inflation rate. Ergo, the economy. Number two, crime. And what are Democrats running from? Those two things. Well, we had a Democrat. She finally admitted that the inflation rate was based, partly fault of the Democrats.
Responsibility, but do Democrats bear some of the responsibility? You control the White House, both chambers of Congress. Why shouldn't voters hold Democrats responsible for the economy?
I think they do. I think while I think inflation is obviously a worldwide phenomenon, I am open to the fact that we have to make decisions here in the United States. Democrats are in power. We're in the White House and the House and the Senate, even if it's slim margins. So sure, I do think that there is a rightful skepticism about particularly the last COVID package. And I think that's why you've seen a lot of us in Congress really shy away from another COVID package, even when the White House was proposing one this past summer. So I own it, but I think it has to be reflected, you know, across the world that it's going, it's a post-COVID phenomenon that we're trying to deal with the best we can.
That was a Democratic congresswoman admitting that we got to take responsibility for this. Now, what is she also doing? Blame COVID. Well, that isn't going to work anymore, folks. People are also waking up to that. Rightful skepticism of another COVID package. You're doggone right there is. We understand it's a money grab. Money, money, money. Anyway, the guy goes on to write this. He says, here in my state, Republican Blake Masters met Mark, I'm an astronaut, Kelly in their only debate. Here's what Kurt Schlichter said, how that went. Said, all the smart people told us we need to write off Arizona because Blake is too, well, something to win. But even before the debate, Tiny Mark, the guy who puts the ass in astronaut, was losing ground. Then he stood there on a debate stage. Yes, he was standing up as Blake loomed above him, just pummeling him on the open border, on 87,000 new IRS agents, even on water rights. He labeled miniature Mark as California's third senator. Ouch. And super glued him to Biden. Now, I'll make my comment after I read this last piece. He says, as a well-placed Republican friend of mine in Washington said in response to the contest, Peter Thiel doesn't hire dummies, referring to Masters' mentor and former employer, the multi-billionaire Peter Thiel. So here's what I would say to this. I saw this debate. Blake Masters absolutely destroyed Mark Kelly. How many people are going to watch that? I don't know. In terms of the base, you know, the low level base. But here's what I will tell you. The conservatives who watch Blake Masters destroy Mark Kelly, they had a reboot. They went, whoa. He destroyed him. And he was so relaxed in doing it. Now, I will say this. I gave Blake talking points. I don't know if he used them. I saw him two times before the debate, and I said, did you get the talking points? First time he said no. I said, you got to promise me you're going to read them. And he did. And he alluded to them. He couldn't use them. My talking points can be brutal, but he did allude to them. But you know what? Maybe he didn't need to use them the way I wrote them, because he absolutely took this dude apart. To the earlier point, now the PACs are starting to throw money, and they're showing Mark Kelly for who he is. So let's add it up. Carrie Lake destroying Katie Hobbs. She doesn't want a debate. Blake Masters in the same state now holding his own. Carrie Lake and Blake will get this pull-through effect. I've seen commercials now for Mark Fincham. By the way, I don't know if you saw Mark Fincham on 60 Minutes. He destroyed the Democrats. He was like, election integrity, let's cover it. He covered it. He destroyed the Democrats. He said it was a Democrat who was a whistleblower in what the Democrats are doing. It wasn't us. It was a Democrat. So Abe Hamadeh, you know, attorney general, just starting to see his commercial. So all these Republicans saved up their money, and they're just bludgeoning the airways with what the Democrats are about. But here's what the Democrats have in terms of their headwinds. They got Joe Biden. They got his results. And they have all the results that have trickled down into the community, which is the two key things, inflation and crime. He says, this is Kurt Schleicher. I've been quite the pessimist about this particular race for a long time. As I told my colleagues, I may not be optimistic just yet, but I've moved into the he's got a fighting chance column after Masters' performance. Let's move on. The other night in Ohio, he writes, veteran politician Tim Ryan met author J.D. Vance in their debate, and it most certainly did not go as the Democrat has planned. Here's part of Paula's assessment. I don't know who Paula is, but he says, I wasn't sure what to expect in the debate between Democrat Rep. Tim Ryan and political newcomer J.D. Vance in the campaign for the open Senate seat in Ohio. Ryan, who's been in Congress for nearly 20 years, has decades of debates under his belt. So I wondered if Vance would be able to keep up. I needn't have worried. Not only was Vance well prepared for the debate, but he landed blow after blow after blow against Ryan, portraying him as an out-of-touch liberal who takes his marching order from the radical left at the expense of his constituents in the state's Rust Belt. Ryan was stiff, angry, and focused on personal attacks, always a sign of a candidate who believes he's losing. By the way, let me say this about the Masters Kelly race, running for Senate in Arizona. Mark Kelly thought he had this thing licked. All the polling had him, you know, way up, 48.7% is what I think it was. He peaked. Never got over 50%. And then Blake started coming up. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. And suddenly, Mark Kelly goes, I got to get out there. So Mark Kelly started doing interviews and really screwing up. And that's what lit the fuse. Now, he's got to face Blake. He may even try for another debate. He's going to get desperate. And Blake is just cool of the evening. He's peaking at the right time. Anyway, they go on to say this. He says, I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but what I've watched so far was Vance delivering a complete beat down to Ryan. Well, I can tell him it did happen. So he finishes with it. He says, true, the Democrats don't have anything to defend this year, but I remember being singularly unimpressed with Ryan's debate skills during the 2020 presidential run. But he says, it's not just that the Democratic candidates out there are saddled with a toxic, constitution-shredding lunatic in the White House. It's also that this year's field is perhaps one of the greatest collections of mediocrities in recent American history. There's a lot of talk about Republicans running this year being extremists and a bunch of crazies. I gotta wrap this up. The Republicans are not crazy. They're bringing sanity to this whole thing. The left knows it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.